Really. The music was pathetic at best. But his heart was out before the Lord God, and he was soaring, and angels were following his worship. And I'm sitting there going, whoa. God did that so I would learn. Not about the music. It's about the worship. Sin brought the curse. I'm redeemed from both of them. So why should I do that? I bring what is common to him here. Not what is common to man, what is common to him. Romans 12:14. Bless those persecuting you. Bless and do not curse. What don't you understand of that? We want something deep, brother. I don't know. There it is. It's straightforward and simple. Quit cursing. What a concept. All right. Since we are the children of God, we do what is common to him. We're here to bless. What should we be doing? Cursing isn't becoming to us. Cursing does not look good on you. Cursing makes you ugly. It's a command to do not curse. Now, I took this to a whole nother level in face-to-face. In face-to-face ministry, we have found, I got to tell you about this real quick. This lady came in, she was in ministry, she was head of a ministry. They had all these people who would fly in from all over the country to be part of their board, okay? And she comes to me and she is just chewed up. I mean, her body is falling apart, everything's falling apart. And we said, okay, Lord, would you take us to where we need to go in this? What are you going to show me? I said, what happened? She says, we're having a board meeting. People flew in from all the country, sit there, and this one guy, which was the head of their board, looked to her and started to rip her up and say, you need to get off your ministry. You need to get out of ministry. You are damaging everybody. You are horrible what you're doing. You're just ripping things up. You're just stopping everything that God is doing, and just personally attacked her in front of the board and in front of her husband. Okay? He cursed her, and everybody on the council, nobody stuck up for her. They all just let this guy go, including her husband. He was so stunned, he didn't know what to do. And and she looked around, and she was alone in the room and being cursed. She started getting sick. Stomach, respiratory, couldn't breathe. All these different things were happening. We're sitting there going, okay, now what do we do, right? And I'm sitting there going, really? I said, listening to this story, and across the back of my mind, I hear the Lord shouting. Now, I do. I hear him shouting over all the stuff. There's so much noise so many times that he has to really shout it. And he shouted this verse. Bless and do not curse. I went, okay, got it. Got it. I know what we need to do. First thing we did was I took all of those people to the courtroom, and she had to forgive them all for what they did, including her husband, who was sitting in the room with her at the time, right here. Okay, that got exciting. Then she had to do something else. She had to, and I had her freeze frame the picture of this guy going, yelling at her. She saw him freeze right in the middle of his cursing urge. She walked up to him. For some reason you can do this kind of stuff at this time. She walked through the big table that they're sitting at. She just walked up and laid her hands on his head, right in the middle of his curse, and she had to bless him. Wasn't enough to forgive him. She had to bless him. How do you break a curse? With a blessing. Biggest principle, one of the biggest principles I've ever learned. Have you ever been cursed? How do you break it? You bless it. The break the curse of the blessing. And she blessed him. And I just kind of primed the pump. I kind of gave her the first words. I bless you. I bless your ministry. I bless your, and she just took off from there. I bless your marriage. I bless your children. I bless the things you've been going through. I bless that you have the power to do that. I bless this. I bless. She started to go. Half an hour later, she's still blessing this guy. What happened to the curse? Almost broken. Do you hear that almost? She had to turn to the next person on the council who didn't stick up for her because their lack of defending her was also lining up with the curse. And so she had to go to that one and bless them and then bless this one and bless this one and bless this one. And finally she went all the way around the room, including people who had left their ministry because of all this. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless. Forgive them all and bless them. And all of a sudden she had only one person left. Her husband. And she sat there, and she turned to him physically. She didn't just do this in the soul, seeing this stuff. She turned to him physically and looked him in the eye. And he had asked her forgiveness. Boy, he had done that before. He just asked her forgiveness. It was all the forgiveness was there. And she looked at him, and you could just see her working this out in her mind. And all of a sudden she says, I have cursed you because you cursed me. Will you forgive me for cursing you? We watched their marriage be blessed. Too cool, huh? We are the only ones given a choice with reality. The Word, I mean the people of God are given this choice. We can change reality. We can actually bless someone. We can actually keep from cursing. We can do this. We can speak life and good or death and evil. We have this incredible power. The blessing is how we bring the Spirit here. You don't have to be fluent about it. Listen, it doesn't take much. It just doesn't take much. I bless you in Jesus' name. Peace. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Was that tough? It's not tough. Why do we make this so tough? See, as soon as I did that, everybody was going, come bless me, come bless me. We speak His vibrations into existence. We speak the life. We get things back into the place they're supposed to be by speaking it into existence. Have you ever tried to speak without vibrating anything? Can't do it. Why? God gave us speech because it has vibration to it, and we create the vibration to the right frequency. We bring things back into alignment with what God has. I'm sorry, that was science. I can't help it. Okay. We can cause an effect. With great power comes great responsibility. Come on, Spider-Man even knows this. Okay? We got this. To do it again. Life, death, good, evil, blessing, cursing, and the heart. Now, I'm going to show you something really interesting right here. Since the fall of man, this is the default setting. Since the fall of man, this is where you'll go naturally. If left to yourself in any way, shape, or form, you will go to the death, evil, cursing side. It's default setting. It's what you'll do naturally. If left to yourself, when you're tired, where do you go? Blessing or cursing? It's just natural. That's why we have to pursue to choose to walk the other. That's why God says now choose life and live. It's the default setting. Okay? Blessing is where we're heading with this thing. It's time to look at the curses that we have allowed in our lives. Time to look for them. Hey, you'll never know if you have an infestation of rats if you never look for rats. So now I've given you an understanding of blessing and cursing. You're going to have to actually look for the cursing, aren't you? You have to be aware of it. And the ones we have caused in the lives of others. What have we spoken? What have we spoken that's cursing? I am so tired that every time I say something, she says this. Curse, 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 curse. Every time I go to the store, she says, I know you're going to get this wrong. Did you take a list? Did you write it down? How many curses are involved there? Oh, piles. How many of you that are over the age of 50 have said, well, when you get older, you just lose your memory? I don't remember saying that. I want to come back down here and bless you again, brother. That's all I said. Bless this brain. Okay. What are you saying? I'm older, so my knees hurt. Quit it. I'm older. Man, that stuff just gives me gas. You had gas when you were 20, all right? It hasn't changed anything. There's one of those, I can't believe you said it. I know she keeps track of these. I can't believe you said that. Okay. She don't keep track anymore. She blesses you. She blesses me. What are you blessing? What are you cursing? What are you speaking? It's time to find these. See, I love to bring these up. I even did in our dinners different things. I have to stop that right there. That was a curse. I say this all the time. I bring up. I don't mind people bringing them up to me when I say them wrong. Ah, you're right. I curse that. Lord, would you forgive me for cursing that? Speak a blessing. I stop that right now, and I bless this thing. Huh? It's yes, I hear you. When my wife and I got married, we didn't want to have children. Mainly me. I was a youth pastor for 17 years, and I couldn't stand kids. I had had enough of kids being out of control, and I didn't want to have kids who were out of control. I didn't want to have another boy brat that was just going to just cause all sorts of damage and destruction. And so we didn't even have kids for 9 years. We didn't have kids. By choice, mostly. But when the Lord kind of really pushed on us, and we, okay, yeah, right, okay. So I started, we tried. Nothing happened for a while, and then we went, whew, and then it happened, okay. We had this pregnancy going on. And I said, okay. And I started to learn about the blessing. So I wore calluses on that woman's stomach, trying to put my hands on her so often, blessing that child. Man, we bless and we bless and we bless and we bless. Now, what was I afraid of? I was afraid of a kid who was just running roughshod over everybody and didn't care about anybody. So how do you bless the other direction? So we blessed him with tenderness. We blessed him with being able to know other people and be tender. Well, we blessed him so much we overcooked him. This kid came out tenderized like you wouldn't believe. I'm surprised he had any bones in him. He was tender. How tender? You couldn't tell him no without him just absolutely wigging out. He was so tender, compliant, child, just wow, full of life. He had nothing about him just sitting there being a blob or nothing. No, he was full of life, but he was tender about it. Man, we blessed him with tenderness. So we thought, well, we over-blessed him on tenderness. We got pregnant again. And we're going to bless this one. Now, we blessed her with tenderness and stuff. Not quite as much. We blessed her with life. Well, she came out this little whirlwind. Here's Miranda. She's excited, man. And away she's going. And she's looking at you with these little squinty eyes and just grin and just... We learned the power of the blessing. We got these awesome kids. Then we had a surprise. 7 years later, her name is Kimberly. She's a surprise blessing. We found out we were pregnant. What do you bless her with now? See, now we're scared. You know, praise God we didn't have 19 kids, man. We'd have been nervous wrecks. We would have not known what we were doing, okay? But you know, we bless them, and we bless them, and we bless them. We continue to bless them, okay? For the longest time, Kimberly, every time she prayed, all she would pray, everything was about, she would say, you know, 5 years old, go to pray, and she'd say, well, I bless you, Lord. I bless that they do this. I bless that they do this. I bless that they do this. Everything was, I bless this. I bless this. Where'd she learn that? That's our language. That's the language at home. We bless them. We bless them and we bless them and we bless them. Why? That's our job. Huh? That's your job. Becoming aware of how we speak is the initial step to victory. We will know our blessing, and we will know how to bless. Now, if there's a word for you out of all this, it is, you are blessed, now give it away. You got to know your blessing. You got to know your blessing. Now, I love getting people's heads under my little hand and blessing them. I love blessing people. I love blessing hearts and blessing people's lives and blessing them with peace and joy and blessing. I just love doing that. But I'll tell you, I would rather have you hear from the God of man than from the man of God. But I will bless anybody that wants a blessing. That's my privilege. I believe in blessing people. I believe if somebody's standing there in turmoil, you got to bless them with peace. If somebody just doesn't know how, bless them with hope that there is a future. Bless them with eyes that see and ears that hear the things of God. Bless them being able to see the spirit realm and know that there's more to life than this. Bless their finances. Bless their finances. Bless their finances. Bless their finances. You got to keep, why? Because we keep saying, and how many of you have said, oh, we're in a bad economy. Quit saying it. We're not in a bad economy. You say, we're not? No! The economy of God supersedes the economy of the United States. We're not in a bad economy. I don't care what it is. If the dollar falls apart, God is still able to handle bringing us things beyond the dollar. If we get into trading, we'll have what we need. Everything will happen. Quit getting into fear and bless everything. Simple. Is there a word for you? You want to bless this church? What do you want to bless this church with? You see, everything that you've complained about this church not being is what you should be blessing this church with. So much for complaining. Okay. So what's your job? Bless that man. Keep blessing him until he is so blessed his skin falls off. Okay? You bring it on, man. Bless him. Bless his wife. Bless their children. Bless their marriage. Listen, if there's an attack that's going to happen against this church, the attack will try to be there. But it can't go there because he's blessed. Isn't that great? You know, we walk in a blessing. People say, aren't you concerned about the warfare? Not much. Why? I win. You can't hurt the blessing. Most powerful weapon to date. I bless you in Jesus' name with brains. Thank you. I bless you with protection. Okay, I've been blessed. Now I'm ready to kill. Bless yourself. Why not? Where does it say you can't? Who are you going to bless? Bless everything. Bless it. But bless it with faith, knowing what you're saying. This isn't an indiscriminate, bless you, bless you, bless you. This isn't just throwing confetti, folks. This is power. Does that make sense? You got it? You going to change it? What are you going to speak? Listen, give each other permission. When I say something that's not a blessing, would you tell me? Give each other permission to do that. Okay? We're going to be the blessing crowd. Okay? I walk through life knowing I win. What else is there? Okay, let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I bless these people with knowing the blessing. I bless them with understanding and knowing when the curse is happening, and I bless them with a healthy hatred for cursing. I bless this people with a good church. I bless them with each of them having power to be able to change what is happening in their family. I bless them with blessing their finances. I bless them with seeing how things work. I bless them with eyes to see and ears to hear, a heart that understands. I bless them with knowing the power of Jesus in their lives. I bless them with excellent marriages. I bless them with loving each other and loving them, their children. I bless them with more love than they know how to handle. And I bless this church with growth. I bless this church with outreach. I bless this church with being able to disciple people. I bless this church with being able to bring them into the fullness. And I bless this church with freedom from offense. I bless this church with freedom from politics. And I bless this church with freedom from all the things that hinder churches so that they can grow and be good and be awesome. And I bless this church with being a light in Corning to such a point that the people will come drawn to a flame like a moth because the light of God is here, and I bless this church. I bless these people tonight with sweet sleep and good rest, and I bless them with an understanding that no sickness or disease can stay. It must leave. And I bless them in Jesus' name.